So we have these grand historic buildings, and we've seen reports, this lawsuit now by Khan to get his money back mm-hmm. and take ownership of this building where he's lent this money, only affects the Barnett building. And we have Mr. Adkins talking to the Times Union saying this doesn't affect the other three, and he has tenants lined up. He has tenants already signed up, ready to open the doors on some of the other projects.
I think Steve is doing what Steve has done for about 5 years, which is he talks a great game, and everybody who is concerned with downtown redevelopment is behind him and supports him in all but the most crucial way, which is with money. I think Steve is trying to put the best spin on what is not a good situation.
So you think this could make the entire deal fall apart?
Well, it really hurts because the Barnett Tower is the crucial part of this package of buildings. It's going to be the most expensive to renovate. It was the first quote-unquote skyscraper in the state of Florida. It's a wonderful building. If that is in jeopardy, then the other package of buildings, which are, you know, more or less tied together, it becomes much less attractive to an investor.
So looking back over the past couple of years, not exactly surprising that this is happening now?
No, it's not. When you talk to people in the commercial real estate business, they roll their eyes and shrug and say, look, the numbers don't work. And Steve has a lot of passion for this project. You know, thank God he does, because that's the only thing that's carried it forward, really, is his passion. But we're at a point now where that's not enough.
John Burr is our business analyst. Thank you.
Great to be here.